Shasha, the rabbi is here.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
I am good. So, Parshat HaShavua.
This week's Torah portion is Parshat Chukat, which is a fascinating Torah portion, because Moses, in this week's Torah portion, for the first time, is taught the laws of the red heifer, the Parah Adumah,
yeah,
whose ashes purify a person who has been contaminated by contact with a dead body. You know, it's interesting because, on the side note, they've come out many times, people saying, oh, we think we found this Parah Adumah, red heifer in Israel, here or there, even a few years ago, I think, if I recall. But it didn't...
It was a regular...
It wasn't up to par exactly the way they were supposed to be, but...
Yeah, it was a painted one.
I guess so. So, after 40 years of journeying through the desert, people of Israel arrive in the wilderness. Miriam, Moses and Aaron's sister, dies, and the people thirst water. God tells Moses to speak to a rock and command it to give water. Moses gets angry at the rebellious Israelites and strikes the stone. Water issues forth, and Moses is told by God that neither he nor Aaron, his brother, will enter the promised land.
Yeah.
We see Aaron dies as well, and is succeeded in the high priest by his son Eleazar. We also, at the end of the Torah portion, read how Moses leads the people in battles against the Amorite kings, Sihon and Og, who seek to prevent Israel's passage through their territory, and conquers the land, which lies in the east of the Jordan, I believe. Now, the people of Israel were dying of dehydration. They had excruciatingly painful headaches, and were starting to become disoriented, no water. They needed to get some liquid into their system. But where would they find water in the barren desert? There's nothing there. So Miriam, who was Moses and Aaron's oldest sister who died, had recently passed on. And the water-giving rock that had traveled with them in her merit, because of her, ceased to serve as a well for the Jewish people. Now there was nowhere for them to get water. So they approached Moses, naturally, the leader. So Moses immediately went to seek God's guidance, like he did for every other thing that he had issue with, and was soon answered with a response similar to the one he was given back in the Torah portion where we read in B'Shalach, during a similar crisis where, what does it say? It says, take this staff and assemble the congregation, youth and your brother Aaron, and speak to the rock in their presence, and that will give forth its water. You shall bring forth water from their rock and give the congregation and their livestock to drink. So the same thing, he tells Moses, do that now. Now a misunderstanding ensued, and through the persuasion of the over lively, jittery people, Moses hits the rock. And instead of speaking to it, he hits it, he decides he's going to do it. Now, once the stone was struck, it began providing meager drops of water, an amount that was really insufficient to quench the thirst of a nation of several million people. It wasn't enough. Now, only after Moses struck the rock again did a fountain of water begin pouring out of it. So now the obvious question is, why was there the necessity for the teaser of only a few drops emerging first? Did God really have to do that? Okay, so he made a mistake the first time. He shouldn't have hit it. But now that he hit it, you're only going to give a little bit of water, just a teeny few drops. It's like basically teasing someone, say, you're so hungry, here's a crumb of bread.
Yeah.
So a fascinating passage from the Talmud, from the Gemara, about our forefather Abraham's hospitality, we can learn something which will really shed light on this. Whatever Abraham did for ministering, you know, to the angels who were his guests,
yeah,
the only one blessed being his light, He did everything for his guests. But whatever Abraham did, God did for his children as well. And whatever Abraham did only through an agent, the only one, the Holy One, God, likewise did for his children, you know, future generations, through an agent. He did this, God did that. He did it through like this, God did it through like that. So what does he say? He says, let some water be brought through someone else, resulting in you, Moses, shall strike the rock and water will come forth from it and the people will drink. What is he saying over here? We see that God didn't go and strike the rock. God said, Moses, you shall strike the rock and water will come through. So based on this quote from the Talmud, this really, really explains the story. Why? Because Abraham was extremely hospitable. And his kindness, there was no one like him in the world. And even at the age of 99, even after he had his circumcision, he would sit outside the scorching sun, and he would wait for passerbys that he could invite into his house as guests.
Yeah.
There was a subtle blunder in his hospitality. When Abraham told his servants to go and get food and drink for the newly arrived guests, he said, let a little water be brought. So he was willing to offer them only a small amount of water. Yeah. Now that was a small blunder, because obviously God repays you back and everything. But because that was such a small blunder on his part, but the price would be paid many years later. When God did to Abraham's offerings what he did to the angels, he gave them a small little trickle of water. Now, if you think about it, there are generally two ways to perform acts of kindness. One can be extremely generous, displaying, you know, an exceptional degree of openness and giving. And deep down, though, the sole reason the person is acting in this manner is to enhance other people's perception of him. It's a publicity stunt to show off your wealth. I'm going to give millions of dollars. The people are going to know that I gave it. Yes. People are going to know it was me.
Something that comes with pride.
Correct. At the opposite extreme is a person who gives because that's who he is. He senses the inner qualities of anyone who knocks on his door, and he offers people whatever they need. Even if he loses out as a result, he doesn't care. Now, Abraham was the embodiment of this kind of kindness, willing to sacrifice for the other, even when it meant a loss to him. And it's brought down, I remember seeing someone, I think, in the Kabbalah, there's no one since his time has surpassed his greatness in this respect. And here lies the amazing aspect of this event in the desert. True, the water came from the rock a bit slowly, and through a third party, through Moses. But it came as a result of Abraham's kindness. 7 generations, 400 years after Abraham gave some travelers water with his whole heart, God quenched the thirst of an entire nation because of that action. Granted, it was a little bit. That's what God was going to give him. So we don't realize sometimes the action that a person does in kindness might be a little bit now. You might not notice it. You might not even feel it. But for generations later, that can have such an effect on you, on your family, or even on those people. So never ever take for granted when a person does something as a kindness. Do it out of not the idea of that everyone needs to know and it's all about me. Do it because this is the thing that I have to do. Because we don't know. We don't know how it affects the generations later. We don't know how it's going to affect our children later. But we do know that it's going to affect it for the good. Because any kindness that a person does is going to be rewarded by God no matter what. So I think, yes, Moses at his level, you know, we can argue and talk the idea, so he hit the rock. Big deal. He didn't speak to the rock. Because of that, after being a leader of the Jewish people for so long, take them out of Egypt, he cannot go to Israel. He did something so small. that's not a discussion for today because it goes into a...
It's a long one.
It's a long, big thing. But the main idea is on his level, as being such a great, righteous person, even a small little thing like that is has an effect.
Yeah, a big one.
Correct. So the next time someone asks and needs a favor or needs help or whatever it may be, think about how can I be kind to that person, not about me. How can I be kind for that specific person to make him or her have or whatever they need? That's something I think is very, very important lesson that we can learn. We have service Friday evening at 7:30. Shabbat, see, I beat you to even you asking me. Shabbat morning, 9:30. Sunday morning, 8:30, followed by breakfast. And then we have service Monday and Thursday, 7:15 in the Paris House, adjacent to the JCC. So a great way to start the week and a great way to start the day.
Sounds good. I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You
and
too.
Great weekend.
You too, and we'll talk soon.
God willing.
Okay, be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.